So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hurts, picked off, intercepted, and now the ball's out, and Hurts ends up with the ball in his hands. He fumbles. Chargers ball. Troy Dye ends up on the ball. And what a mess of a play.
Thank you to Joe Buck at ESPN. What happened? Interception, fumble, fumble. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. What happened is Pearl's Philadelphia Eagles went down hard last night. The Chargers win 22-19 in overtime. It was a field goal fest because both offenses, quite frankly, look pretty bad. Credit to the defenses. Pearl, your defense showed up, and now Jalen Hurts had a total of 5 turnovers in this game, 4 interceptions and a fumble. His whole MO has been, well, the offense stinks, but at least Hurts isn't turning the ball over. Yeah. What happened last night?
That was his superpower. When your quarterback's superpower is not turning the ball over, you already have a problem. That's not a good enough superpower.
Yeah, that's true.
That was Jalen Hurts' butt fumble. I mean, that's going to be the play that defines the end of the Jalen Hurts era in Philadelphia, which is coming at some point. Because, first of all, Howie Roseman was already, you could tell. I mean, you couldn't tell because he said anything, but you know he was getting itchy at quarterback. You know that he wanted to draft a guy in the second round, and that was a terrible performance last night. And it's been the week before against Chicago was bad. He has been inconsistent at best, and I can't even describe last night. It was awful. He was terrible. I know he made some big plays, but generally, he has no value to me in the future because unless they really get a great offensive coordinator next year and figure out something, get hit by lightning like they did last year with Saquon Barkley, I just don't think Hurts is good enough to do what the Eagles want him to do right now.
Wow, so but that's it.
Don't you feel Super Bowl MVP,
and he's just out the door now. And who do you want? Tanner McKee? Who do you want? Kyler Murray?
I mean, listen, everybody in Philadelphia loves Tanner McKee because everyone in Philadelphia always loves the backup quarterback. But is this not the... I mean, did you see a future with the quarterback you witnessed last night, Maggie? I didn't even know there are two sides to this debate. I can't imagine anybody in Philly wants Jalen Hurts anymore.
Well, but everyone's got to get out of their feelings for a minute, don't you think? Now, listen. It's hard for me to come on here and defend Jalen Hurts. He wasn't good last night, and he did have a couple good throws, but those weren't nearly enough to make up for the bad stuff that happened. And by the way, the defense finally showed up again after 2 weeks where they were the story and they were the liability, at least partly against Dallas, against Chicago. And they were great last night with a compromised Justin Herbert, who was coming off of hand surgery. Dude got sacked 7 times last night, barely completed, actually under 50% of his passes. Herbert was under pressure all night. It was the perfect opportunity for the defense to go out and win you a game. And the Eagles offense couldn't even be average, right? Could not even be average. No. Average would have won that game for you. They couldn't be average. And you had your field goal kicker missed another one last night after he missed against Chicago on Black Friday. But Pearl, you just said it. you need a new offensive coordinator. You, the Eagles, need a new offensive coordinator. Well, that's a change that can be made. And quite frankly, it's a change the Eagles make almost every season, it feels like, under Nick Sirianni. Whether guys are getting fired because they stink or they're getting hired away at other places because you win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it's like flip-flop.
One or the other.
Yeah, you're either Shane Steichen, you're going off of at least a Super Bowl appearance, or you're Kellen Moore, you're going off a Super Bowl win, or you're the other guys who get fired unceremoniously because the season falls apart.
Yeah.
Doesn't that tell you that it's not all Hurts? Again, he wasn't good last night. I get it.
Yes.
I get it. But you get the right offensive coordinator in there, and the entire thing looks different.
Oh, I totally agree.
So why are you running him out of town?
Well, because, first of all, I'm not, because you can't get rid of him until after 2026. And maybe there's been some discussion in the Perloff text thread that they could ship him off to the Las Vegas Raiders. For some reason, that's the team that I don't think anyone would.
What, the sucker spot?
I don't know if anyone would trade for Hurts, because Hurts' stats are not good this year, and he's expensive. You know, he's in the $50 million club. So you're probably stuck with him for at least next year. You can probably get out of him in a reasonable way after 2026. So you definitely need a new offensive coordinator. And I said that as early as week three, that this was 2023 all over again. Promoting a 30-something-year-old assistant is not a formula that works. So we're talking about next year, Mike McDaniel, if he doesn't win his way into the Miami job. We're talking about Kevin Stefanski, if he somehow slips loose from Cleveland. Yes, they need to bring in a new experienced offensive coordinator. But that being said, that offensive coordinator's job is very simple. Tailor the offense away from Jalen Hurts' weaknesses, which are obvious. I mean, he's inconsistent as a passer, and now he doesn't want to run anymore.
Yeah. Well, there was a play last night, but they were desperate runs.
Oh, I don't know. There was a play where he started running horizontally. The point, Jalen, is to go down the field. You've been running horizontally ever since you signed that contract. And if you look at his stats, they're terrible on running. It's gone down, 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 which happens when you age as a quarterback. But if you take that out of his game, then what's his real value to the Eagles?
Well, I don't know. I mean, listen, couple things. One, is he just protecting himself because he understands that the most important thing for him is to be available? Look on the other side with Justin Herbert. Now, they end up winning the game, but Herbert's getting crunched over and over again. He's coming off of hand surgery.
His running saved the game for the Chargers.
And he's running to save his life at times. Yeah. And I don't know if that's necessarily going to be a winning formula when all is said and done. And sometimes, you know, these running quarterbacks, you leave yourself really exposed to injury. And he's had that where you've had the backups had to come in, not this year necessarily, but last year, where was Kenny Pickett had to come in for a couple of games, and it didn't look great exactly when he did, or else he'd probably still be with the Eagles. So to me, I understand that Jalen Hurts might want to just get smarter as a quarterback, right? We say that about other guys. You got to get smarter. Jackson Dart, you got to protect yourself, things like that.
Smarter? What do you mean by smarter exactly?
Like, well, you don't want to just be running with abandon, you know?
I'm just saying Jalen Hurts.
They don't do designed runs for him. Is that what you want? Designed runs?
No, I mean, he's in the flat with a linebacker, I want you to beat that guy like you did the first 3 years of your career. And he just has no interest. And he's obviously being smart in the sense that he's waiting for another play. But there is this trend. I've noticed it on broadcasts where a lot of teams are saying that the coach has told them week before, we want our quarterback to run more. In Jacksonville, they think Trevor Lawrence is a very, very good runner, and they're trying to get him to run. Last night, you saw Justin Herbert run. I mean, Justin Herbert couldn't throw at all.
Yeah.
There was nothing. There was nobody open. There was nowhere to throw, and he was their leading rusher by far, and that saved the game. I know what you're saying. It is smart, but I feel like now there's a trend. If you're a quarterback, you better start running, because that is the that's the only way to win at a high level right now. I mean, look at your Bills. If you didn't have Josh Allen running, what would even be the point of having a franchise?
Yeah, but, you know, he doles out punishment in a different kind of way. But
he's so big that he does avoid injury. You're right.
It's like Cam Newton, but
you generally, like, Jalen Hurts should be running, but it doesn't matter. What's concerning now is his passing. It looks off. It's inconsistent. Every play's a bit of an adventure.
Yeah, last night was a very big adventure. If you're wondering what's everyone going to be talking about at the water cooler in the warehouse, wherever you're going today, it's going to be Jalen Hurts with the 5 total turnovers, 4 interceptions, including 2 in the same play. He got picked off, then the Chargers player fumbled the ball, then Jalen Hurts picks up the fumble, and then he fumbled again.
Oh.
And then he fumbled, and so it was 3 turnovers on one play. It was total chaos. And it's a funny thing you say that. It's Jalen Hurts' butt fumble. I can actually see this being played in Philadelphia today with circus music underneath it.
Why did Jalen Hurts secure that fumble? I guess he's not used to recovering fumbles. Like, you got to secure it and go down. I don't know what the heck he was thinking. Like, he was so desperate to make a play.
I mean,
he shouldn't have in that case.
All right, let's hear from Jalen Hurts. Says it's up to him to get the Eagles back on track.
I know getting all that subjective in terms of how you look at it. Is it, you know, obviously we always feel like we got a chance, but we just got to come together and find ways to win. And I have to find a way to win.
But to be honest, I don't see this Eagles team really coming together. You know, this Eagles team is one that feels like every moment they're in danger of completely splitting apart. Now, last year, it didn't matter. And you won the Super Bowl in dominating fashion. You were one of our top 25 teams of all time in our King of the Mountain project. But this one doesn't feel like it's going that way. And also, I don't know if Hurts is the right guy. He's the quarterback, so we automatically assume, okay, you're the leader. But I don't know if that's true for this Eagles team.
No, I mean, we're not in the locker room, so it's hard to tell. There is a lot of scuttlebutt that Jalen Hurts is not really on the same page with the rest of the team. We know about the drama with A.J. Brown, who had two big drops last night. Hard catches, but A.J. Brown is very dramatic, too. He's another guy. What's his future in Philly? Because he's getting older as a wide receiver, and he's expensive. So there's a lot of questions. I agree. You know, it seems like this is not the Eagles' year. I can say that, right? I mean, it just feels like the Eagles are a team that they're like an every other year team, like the 2010s San Francisco Giants baseball team. Like, there's a pattern.
There's Madison Bumgarner.
Pattern. The Eagles were great in 2022. They could have almost beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl in Glendale. Then 2023, they were too beat up. 2024, they were great. This year, they're definitely too beat up. Jalen Carter, obviously their best defense player, hurt. Landon Dickerson limping around last night. We know about Lane Johnson's injury. It does feel like it's just this isn't the year.
Okay, but also,
is that a crime?
No, it's not a crime. I mean, it's probably disappointing because the AFC looks pretty mediocre across the board.
Yeah.
And the NFC teams, you know, some of them have probably the best like individual units maybe in football. Yeah. You want to say the Rams maybe are the best team. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know, this could be a perfect opportunity for whoever emerges from the NFC to really get either an inexperienced team like the New England Patriots or the Denver Broncos, or you're going to get maybe a Josh Allen team if the Bills could make to the Super Bowl where the defense is a total liability. Like, there's not going to be a Mahomes here at the end. You know, there's not the boogeyman, and you guys already got Mahomes anyway. This could be ripe for the NFC.
I think it'll be a little tougher. The Eagles had to beat the Washington Commanders in last year's NFC title game. This year, they'll probably have Micah Parsons torturing somebody.
Yeah, that's true.
Or there are a lot of good teams, and the Rams do look great. So, yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. The AFC does, you're right, looks way easier, but that's not the problem. The Eagles are so far away from there right now.
Not to make this about the Cowboys, but I'll make about the Cowboys just for a moment because it's just such a that loss that the Cowboys had against Detroit last week, was that Thursday? What day? It was Thursday. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, time. Anyway, that was such a big deal because this would have drawn the Cowboys even closer with maybe a shot to win the division if the Eagles are actually in free fall. They've lost three in a row.
Yeah.
And Dallas, I looked up this morning, the playoff simulator, still only 10% chance to make the playoffs, even with the Eagles' latest debacle. And so it's kind of a bummer for Dallas because if the Eagles are going to completely fall apart here, and it's, you know, this could have been an avenue where they could have come in and snuck in and stole the division, but it's not going
to
happen.
Well, the reason is the Eagles, the next four games, Raiders come to Philly. If you can't beat the Raiders, everyone should be fired. In Philadelphia at 1 p.m. Eastern, then at Commanders, it looks like the Commanders are shutting it down, basically. And then at your Bills, very tough game. And then they end the season with the Commanders in Philly. So they really just need two wins to secure the division and they should get them. I don't know what's happening with Washington, but it ain't good. They look non-competitive on Sunday. Now, does that mean anything big picture? Probably not, but it does mean it's tougher for the Dallas to sneak in. And by the way, Dallas, they ran into a bit of a buzzsaw in Detroit because that was a desperate Detroit team. You and I saw that a little differently. I'm not killing Dallas for that. But now it looks, and by the way, the Chargers getting that win means that the Chiefs, just forget it. There's no prayer.
That was a big one for the Chiefs and the Chargers. Just flip-flop last night with Buffalo as far as the standings are concerned. Right now, they would be the fifth seed. I think people, I think the one thing you want to avoid right now, if you're in the AFC for the Chargers side of it, I don't think anyone wants to play Houston right now. By the way, the Chargers will play Houston before the end of the year. Their schedule, I had it right here, at Kansas City, at Dallas, home Houston, at Denver. So the Chargers have some significant games left on their, schedule.
We haven't talked about the winner here, but I feel like they seem like a very, very non-threatening team in the AFC. I feel like if you're any, mention your Buffalo Bills, like that's the team you want to play in the wild card.
I don't know. I mean, the Bills really don't generate much of a pass rush these days. But yeah, you're right, because they're so compromised. But the defense last night for the Chargers was so impressive. I guess maybe that's partly because Philadelphia's offense is super inconsistent.
They were terrible the week before against Chicago. They were terrible against Green Bay. They were terrible against Detroit. They really weren't good for most of the game against Dallas. So I don't know what that means exactly. But I tell you one thing. If I'm the New York Giants, I'm sure, and I know they think this way, they were probably watching that game, and the D coordinator for the Chargers, Jesse Minter, owns Jalen Hurts. That's obvious. I don't think they face each other that often, but the Giants should hire him just to get two easy wins off Jalen Hurts. Hurts had no idea when they were dropping back, when they were coming. He could not figure out Jesse Minter's defense at all.
I know, but Pearl, be short-sighted, because according to you, the Jalen Hurts era ended last night. So...
But they're stuck with him for 1 year contractually.
But that's, I mean, you hope your head coach is with you for a decade. You can't just, you know, hire him off of one guy.
Yeah, but you know how the NFL is. You've seen it. Teams will hire based to win some divisional games. Also, Jesse Minter seems like a super good coaching candidate anyway.
Like, I mean,
he might get a job regardless. He's got sort of that Harbaugh magic. Jim Harbaugh, by the way, God bless him. To cobble together a winning team when your quarterback is hurt, you can't throw the ball, your receivers can't get open, your defense is out there gutting it out. That was a very Harbaugh-esque win.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, whatever the opposite of, who's the most aggressive coach in the league? Like,
Campbell.
Obviously, Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell, right.
The Danimal. Has never met a fourth down that he didn't want to go for it. The diametric opposite is Jim Harbaugh. Like, well, the analytics say go here. It's like, and they can't even get that out of their mouths, where the punt team is already out of the field goal team
Has already got the ball in his hands.
It's just over. I mean, Dicker's so good. He's such a weapon. Their kicker, they said, is the highest percentage, like a positive 94% conversion rate. So he's nails. But Jim Harbaugh is frustratingly conservative on offense. But I get it. They were getting smoked, and their weapons.
What do you want them to do? Maggie Herbert was under siege.
He's under siege. But how about try to get somebody loose, quick throw, something?
Those receivers can't get open.
I don't think
ran into each other off the line of scrimmage. I was like, oh, that's comical.
It wasn't even just that he was under siege. He just had nowhere to go with the ball, too. I mean, we've been talking about that Chargers receiving core for a long time. Cameron Dicker is so frustrating to watch as an opposing fan, because every kick starts out, I'm like, oh, that's going right. That's going right. It's got this weird hook where it comes right down the middle. It's so annoying. And meanwhile, that's another problem that the Eagles have. Their field goal kicker is hot and cold, and he was cold last night. Jake Elliott, that is going to be a huge problem for the Eagles. Like,
it already is.
It's a huge problem because they're clearly going to play a lot of close games. They're not blowing out anyone, and they need to trust their kicker. But there was a play at the end of the half. I don't know if anyone else thought this. The Eagles got a turnover because their defense was their best weapon last night. Knew the Chargers should not have tried to do anything. They should have sat on the ball. But they turned the ball over, give the Eagles the ball in field goal position. They have 10 seconds left, and it's a 48-yard field goal. They just throw the ball out of bounds. I said to myself, you have to have a 5-yard run play here, because I don't trust Jake Elliott. Even in that perfect condition last night, and he missed the field goal by 2 feet, they had just run a play and gotten 5 yards closer. But Sirianni didn't really seem to have a plan in that situation.
No urgency.
He brought the kicker out, then he sent the kicker back in. He didn't even seem to understand what was happening.
Yeah, lack of urgency on the offense.
Lack of urgency,
I think, has been a problem. But there were so many turnovers in that game last night. You would have thought that was the Buffalo-Cincinnati game. There were fewer turnovers, and there were a lot of turnovers in that Buffalo-Cincinnati game. But like a snow game, you know, the Bucks-Saints game in a driving storm. Colts Jags in a driving rainstorm. It was like no one could hang on to the football, even though it was perfect. LA.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
You know? I know.
And whatever that indoor outdoor stadium.
I do credit the defenses. There was some ferocious defense played. The Eagles, the Kobe Dean looked like Jadeveon Clowney in college. That was great.
He was a Tasmanian devil last
year. Yeah. I mean, that was partly scheme. But the Chargers.
There's no scheme in him running through Omarion Hampton's face mask. There's no scheme there. He just blew him a couple of times on those blitzes.
Yeah, that was amazing. Dakobe Dean, by the way, looks like a star now. And also, I think Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean played really well. They're cornerback. The Eagles are probably going to trip into some wins because the defense is so good right now. But I don't think it means anything big picture. You know, I came out here and said it's the end of the Jalen Hurts era. Getting the vibe from you, you're not looking at the Eagles as a true contender right now.
I can't because your offense is this bad. I can't. 888-710-4ISN. Now listen, weather gets bad. Get some home games. Run the ball. But Saquon Barkley, outside of the big run that he had to start the fourth quarter, which gave you your first lead of the night, outside of that, they're not committed to him, and he doesn't look the same.
He had a little bit of rhythm going in the first half. It's hard when you know that's the only thing that's going to hurt you because you're not worried about A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith on a consistent basis. They make these great plays, but then they disappear.
I think that's what's the missing part of this whole equation was Saquon's end of the game numbers look great. So I think he kind of skates by. The Eagles just could not run the ball in the fourth quarter after that long touchdown. And I think to me, you could have salted away the game when you hit the game winning field goal, the go ahead field goal, when you should have been able to just run the clock out. And there you have what's supposed to be the best running back in the NFL. You can't run the clock out there just to finish the game. And then in overtime, they also could not run the ball.
Yeah.
Like they had to put the ball in Jalen Hurts' hands. 40 passes for Jalen Hurts, that's inexcusable. But I think the Eagles know that they cannot do what they did last year, which is just spam giving the ball to Saquon Barkley every play. And I think that's a lot of the issues. I mean,
it's a combo, though. It's not just Saquon Barkley. The line
is not
Lane Johnson's out. Landon Dickerson was on and off the field. And Cam Jurgens has secretly been very hurt. So the line was their superpower more than just Saquon.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And if the Chargers played so much zone last night, if you don't have to play man-to-man and you can put seven in the box and still stop the run, the Eagles aren't going to move the ball.
Yeah.
Because there's no way Jalen Hurts is going to be a step back and look at a zone defense with those like rudimentary routes they're running and find a guy open. He's not capable. And the offense is so unimaginative, they're not scheming guys open. So if they can't run the ball, they got no shot.
No, they're not. It feels like the offense is not spread out in any meaningful way.
Nope.
There's never lanes. I noticed that in the Bears game. Ben Johnson, the Bears coach, had all the space in their offense. The Eagles, just everything seems like a struggle.
Well, they said those intermediate throws, you know, were there, and some of those crossing routes, or maybe you get like a time, but they, at least on the broadcast, they're there, and Hurts is not hitting them. Like, you know, no crossers with Goddard, nothing really going over the middle where you can just like catch a guy in stride and maybe go off for 7-8 yards after the catch. It just was not happening.
There's no rhythm there.
A bomb down the field or Saquon Barkley running into the line.
Last year, they had more of it going. Now, offense has got to sort of get a rhythm, and Jalen Hurts doesn't have it. That being said, they'll probably reach the playoffs because their schedule's so easy, and maybe Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis and Nakobe Dean torture somebody into a winner or something. The defense looks amazing. It's not going to be enough, big picture.
Man, I can't wait to see who the next Philadelphia Eagles quarterback is going to be. And by the way, I feel like nobody, and this is maybe a conversation for another day, Jalen Hurts is going to weirdly, this is just my take, Pearl, he's going to get like left in the dustbin of history. I don't think he's going to be nearly the hero in Philadelphia that he should be.
I mean, Philadelphia has, well, you know what? Randall Cunningham was not universally loved as a player. As a person, he was liked.
Yeah.
In Philadelphia, there were a lot of people who wanted to get rid of him. They always hate the starting quarterback. I mean, there were overtones. I'm just saying there were overtones of racism back then. It was the 80s and 90s when that was an issue. And so there was a lot of people calling, let's put in Bubby Brister. It's a different time, but the starting quarterback's always unpopular in Philadelphia.
Yeah, no, they hated
Carson Wentz.
Wentz wanted
to get rid of.
Nick Foles has a statue, but...
Nick Foles had this great season, and they couldn't wait to get rid of him.
It's like there's something going on. Like Jalen Hurts is the Super Bowl MVP, and he played great in the other Super Bowl that you lost.
Best game he ever had, probably.
On a defensive pass interference. James Bradbury, we all remember that Super Bowl. But I don't know. For some reason, I don't think that he has captured Philadelphia.
No.
He's not going to be on a Mount Rushmore. He's not going to be...
I don't think so. I mean, listen, Ron Jaworski still doesn't buy a drink in the town of Philadelphia, the 80s quarterback. Randall has had a resurgence, I think, in popularity. So time will change everything. But, you know, the Eagles, the other thing, we've talked about this a lot. Howie Roseman gets anxious and always drafts. He drafted Jalen Hurts in the second round when Carson Wentz was still a Pro Bowler. So he knows the drill here. But it's not going to be easy. I was scouting this year's class.
Yeah.
And I didn't see a second-round guy necessarily.
Well, Tyler Shuck was a second-round pick this year and for the Saints quarterback, and now he's getting a lot of love. So maybe second-round quarterbacks are back.
I did a little experiment. Jaden Maiava is built exactly like Jalen Hurts, the USC quarterback, but nobody could run like Hurts did. Hurts was an incredible runner in college, so that combo as he gets older, it's just not there.
Yeah.
Josh Allen still has it. Jalen Hurts has not.
I don't know about Jaden Maiava playing in that Northeast weather. I don't know.
Anyway. But yeah, you wouldn't have known about Jalen. Listen, nobody was more warm weather than Jalen Hurts. He was all warm. And yeah, Jaden Maiava, I'm just saying that that's the kind of name we're talking about. They're not going to get a first round quarterback. So I don't know. Maybe how he can. Maybe this guy, Tanner McKee, is the guy.
Wow. We have really fallen off.
Tanner McKee.
Not a lot of tush-push last night. In fact, the Saquon Barkley run was them bailing out of the tush-push, which was brilliant because Chargers did not see it coming, and Barkley was off to the races. But even Jason Kelce was talking about on the broadcast, like, you're getting no offense whatsoever, and on some of these short yardage situations, they were not even considering the tush-push, which is odd. Okay, let's take a break. 888-710-4ISN. Pearl's in a tough spot today. And oddly, this day is going to get so much worse for you. And completely by accident. We didn't mean for this to happen. But we're going to have a guest on later in the show who's special, who's coming in the studio, who specifically has something that is a terrible memory for Perloff. And like, I swear to you, we did not plan it this way. I promise.
So, wait, what is this? Joe Carter's baseball? The Blue Jays beat the Phillies in the World Series? What's going on here?
Something like that. 888-710-4ISN. Okay, Notre Dame. Let's get back into it. The athletic director was on your former boss yesterday, Dan Patrick. Very illuminating conversation with the Notre Dame AD and the future of the Fighting Irish when it comes to football. Very much up in the air. 888-710-4ISN.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. I know we have to get the updates in a second, but as mad as Eagles fans are after last night's disastrous loss to the Chargers, Notre Dame fans are so much madder. Like, I don't even feel. Yeah. I mean,
you guys at least have a Super Bowl you have banked.
Yeah, the fury out there over Notre Dame has made the Eagles' loss feel a little bit less painful for me. Is that fair to say?
Cool. If it, whatever gets you through the day.
Yeah, trust me. I need something. We had a quarterback who had two turnovers on one play, Maggie. I'm reaching for straws.
Yeah, it was interesting yesterday, and Andrew Bogish is here, and he'll give us Liz headlines and stuff. I was just really surprised that the Notre Dame athletic director, I get it. You're talking to your people there, right?
Yeah.
But there were some serious kind of threats made in that interview that he did with your former boss, Dan Patrick, saying that the relationship between Notre Dame and the ACC is now very strained.
Yes, because it should be.
Because of how the ACC treated Miami versus Notre Dame, whether it was social media and promoting Miami more. They're also talking about how ESPN has an ACC only channel. It probably comes into your sports package if you get one of the higher tier ones. And they were playing a replay of Miami Notre Dame all week long. They say try to sway the committee. But newsflash, the conference doesn't run the programming on ESPN. I don't know. There's no one from the ACC conference.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you and I couldn't buy that one.
Yeah.
And I'm an ACC guy.
Sorry. I guess
I'm the defending
rube.
Miami then? What are you talking about? Like,
I'm just saying, like, I didn't really understand the ACC's, like, I get it. I guess I understood them having to stump for Miami so hard, but like Notre Dame is part of the ACC in 20 plus sports. Yeah. And also the pseudo relationship they have with Notre Dame.
I don't know what. First of all, just common sense doesn't make it. Notre Dame, the last conference they should be in is the ACC anyway. Like, why do we really need to see Notre Dame, Wake Forest, and Notre Dame, NC State? They should be in the Big Ten, obviously.
No, it made way more sense for basketball.
Not really. Well, maybe a basketball, but still, they should be in the Big Ten if they're going to be in a conference. And for every sport, they're in Indiana, for God's sake. Yeah. But anyway, I get it, man. If I was Notre Dame, I'm a big, you know what? If you're not going to put me in the playoff, then I'm going to take my power and go away. Texas should take everybody off their schedule. Notre Dame should take everybody off their schedule. Just if you're not going to cooperate with us, then we're not going to cooperate with you.
Well, you know, Notre Dame's got this little, you know, caveat hanging out in the background here, which is they can get all huffy and puffy about not making it this year. And I get the rug being pulled out from under them where they thought they were going to make it, And then at the last minute, they get oopsie-dooped. But they already have this, like, memorandum that has been agreed upon, which was confirmed yesterday by the athletic director of Notre Dame to Dan Patrick, that if they finish the season ranked in the top 12 now moving forward, they automatically get in.
Well, and it doesn't matter because it's going to be 16 teams next year anyway. And Notre Dame...
I don't know.
If it is 16, I mean, Notre Dame is probably going to be number two in the country coming into next year. Like, what do they have to worry about? They'll be fine next year.
Well, I'm just saying, like, now the pendulum is swinging kind of all the way the other way, where we're giving Notre Dame, like, basically an automatic, you know, berth into this thing.
You don't think it's going to go 16? That's interesting that you could be right. But if it goes 16, Notre Dame can't get into that, then they're not even going to need any automatic caveats. They should, with that schedule, I don't know who they play next year, but they're in the ACC, which is also the easiest football conference. It should be no problem.
You know what I heard from Notre Dame yesterday?
A lot of wham, wham, wham.
Oh, that's interesting.
But they'll admit that.
You know what I heard from Miami last year in the same situation? Wham, 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 wham.
The four previous weeks.
Yeah, yes.
Right, well, because we were being screwed over. And then justice prevailed. Bullying worked.
Well, the ACC may have lost their most important member, pseudo member.
I'll be honest, I don't think the ACC needs Notre Dame.
That's stupid. It's a weird arrangement.
If you're not going to be in the conference in football, then what's the point of all this? ACC basketball does not need Notre Dame basketball. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you got Duke, North Carolina. Yeah, I get it. But I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to make enemies here because let's be honest, EJ, the ACC is not in great standing.
Oh, it's definitely not. And I want Miami to leave that conference at some point. But at the end of the day, Notre Dame has a choice now. If they want to leave the ACC, okay, fine. You either go back to being a full independent, which means you have to create your own schedule at a time where, as Perloff just mentioned, Texas and the other schools are saying that we don't want to play anybody anymore because of the nature of the college football playoff. Or B, you try to join the Big Ten or the SEC. All right, good luck with that. I want to see how many wins you get, how competitive you are in that conference consistently when you got to play against those kind of big dogs. So they want to talk about, oh, the ACC screwed us over. All right, fine. Go be independent and try to find some people to play you. Because nobody wants to play anybody anymore in non-conference. Or go join the SEC or Big Ten. See how that works for you.
There is one conference with plenty of room. The Pac-2. Washington State, Oregon State, and Notre Dame. There's a natural rivalry there.
Don't they have a commissioner and everything for two teams? I think they still do. I want that person's conference, job.
Get on TV. Those two teams, Oregon State and Washington State, are on TV all the time, and I don't understand how.
They will be a basketball league next year because, like, Gonzaga's joining. A bunch of teams are joining.
Oh, really?
Oh, right.
So
right.
We have that happening. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, I was just kidding, but maybe
I don't know.
Yeah, because that makes all the geographical sense in the world. But Notre Dame in the Pac-2. It's not stupid enough that we've got, you know, Cal and everything in the ACC. Stanford, let's get to Bogus, who's got headlines. What's up?
Guys, good morning. Your headlines are sponsored by Prize Picks. On Prize Picks, you simply pick 2 to 6 players, choose more or less, and watch your lineups light up like the holidays. Download Prize Picks and use code PRIMETIME.
Do you believe that?
And get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. The hangover after a game that drunk will be a doozy, but at least the Chargers will wake up winners.
Hurts, looks, fires. It is incomplete. Was it intercepted?
Game's over.
Let's see.
It's intercepted.
It's intercepted by Tony Jefferson, and the game's over.
Merrill Reese on Eagles Radio. Jalen Hurts picked off at the 1 yard line after Cameron Dicker started OT in LA with a long field goal. So the Bolts win a bonkers Monday Night Football 22-19. The Chargers picked off Hurts 4 times, recovered his fumble, but only scored 6 points off those mistakes. The one-handed Justin Herbert completed less than half his passes while being sacked 7 times. But Jim Harbaugh's team is somehow 9-4.
What a team we have. They refuse to lose. Just a great, great feeling of winning. Wonderful, wonderful feeling of victory. Great thrill of victory.
That might be the oldest.
He sounds like Trump.
He sounds just like a grandpa.
So he said yesterday that the win felt as joyful as, like, the birth of a child or getting married. And then, did you guys know that Jim Harbaugh's got 7 kids?
I didn't know that, but it makes sense. I explained in the break how.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, though.
Nico doesn't know yet. It'll be good.
Nico is he's too young. Yeah. He hasn't had the talk yet.
Yeah.
No, I get I understand how.
Who's got it better than us?
That's what he. Science works, but geez.
He yells in bed.
Oh, no.
That's what he yelled after the victory. Do you have the sound?
I'd like a second source on that one. Do you think his wife is saying the same thing?
Well, Well, apparently they have 7 kids, Maggie. Yeah, so I would say yes.
She's willing, but yikes, yowza.
That's an image I can never get out of my head. No, thank you.
It's a very different
khakis
Jim Harbaugh.
On the floor.
Do you remember?
Oh my gosh!
Sorry.
Chargers hat still on. He's yelling.
Remember, Harbaugh in San Francisco looked angry and mean and frustrated all the time, and they had a Super Bowl contender. This team is 9-4 and seemingly no chance in the playoffs, and he looks happier than he's ever looked.
Because he sounds like he's 88 chewing on Werther's Originals. Like, he's in a different lifespan.
He's just a completely different person than early Harbaugh.
He wanted Michigan, guys. Like, he wanted his alma mater.
Is that kind of why I'm not so upset about the last time? Because I have a ring with my Eagles. I don't have it. Our coworker, Ricky Ricardo, does have a ring. But, yeah, I guess once you win, that it's not as bad. You wouldn't know, Mag, so
yeah,
it's
no,
kind of hard to tell.
Wow. But you're lashing out.
Am I wrong?
No, you're really coping hard.
Yeah.
you can fake whatever. You're barely hanging on right now.
No, I want to defend Perloff here because a couple weeks ago when Michigan lost to Ohio State, I was like, whatever. We just beat him 4 times in a row. We won our natty 2 years ago. I was cool.
Perloff just called you a virgin on the air. I would not be defending him, Nico. He's not on your team.
No. But we're champions. It's a weird thing.
Oh, my
yes,
gosh.
Yes, you and Nico.
Yeah. Right. I mean, listen, we got a Knicks fan and Miami Hurricanes. You barely remember the last time Miami Hurricanes won.
Hey,
and Bogues, I don't even want to start on your fandom.
Well, I've got Giants Super Bowls as an adult.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. That's actually not that long ago.
No.
It's got 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to.
You've watched
a lot of bad Little League baseball, though.
and Major League Baseball, and I've seen some heartbreaking Ranger losses. Yeah, no, but I got two Super Bowls.
That's
see,
true.
Pearl, this is how I know. He's making it about everyone else. He's trying to count and go through everyone else's resume.
In his little Sixers hat.
Yeah, Nico, you and I will hang in the break. Yeah, we'll hang in the break, and we'll talk about where we were the last time our teams won championships.
I'm telling you, Perloff's hanging on by a thread right now. Anyone could put him over the edge. 888-710-4ISN. All right. Sorry, folks. That's where we got to leave it. We'll come back. We've got so much more to do, including so there is going to be a press conference today for Notre Dame. What in the world is going to be announced at that press conference? Or is this more complaining by Notre Dame? We'll figure that out. Plus, you could have given me 1,000 guesses of the person who is going to have an NFL workout this week, and I wouldn't have landed on this gentleman. Do that next, MVP.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I like Nico's throwback taste. The fact this is like an old school song that I grew up with. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Here's an interesting one from the chat, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet. And twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. It comes from our very own Andrew Kaplan. Chargers win last night, 22-19 final score in overtime. Cap says, Justin Herbert's a weird guy. Do you consider Justin Herbert weird? Can we put that poll
up? I did last
up?
Night.
I don't know if he's weird. I think he's just quiet.
What's the difference? You know,
I don't know. I know weird. We work in the radio industry. All the weird people here are very loud.
True.
He's all, you know, remember when he was being drafted, there were a lot of questions about his leadership and his personality. And I think those questions were answered very well by Justin Herbert. But people... Because he just seemed very quiet. He didn't come out in the draft when he was a junior, which surprised a lot of people.
Yeah, he didn't want to go to the Giants. I mean, yeah. Can you blame him?
Well, I just think that he's different. But I don't know if he's weird. Did we interview him at the Super Bowl at one point? I can't remember.
We did.
And he was super nice.
He was great. He likes Christopher Nolan movies. You know, he's just kind of like that guy. I think he's a little cerebral. I don't think he's like, I consider Aaron Rodgers, you do a documentary about yourself taking hallucinogenic drugs while you're still employed as a quarterback in the National Football League. I think that's kind of weird.
Yeah, but I mean, personally, you wouldn't have known that until 10 years into his career. He was as cool a quarterback as there was.
No doubt.
No more media-friendly guy than Aaron Rodgers because he talking about cerebral, coming out of Cal.
No kidding. He was
the cerebral guy.
But I'm saying that's my bar for odd QBs. You know, like you literally, I have to watch you say, I just turned from a caterpillar into a butterfly on camera.
But
like,
you know,
that stuff is bananas to me. It's not my lane. To me, Justin Herbert, all right, he's a little quiet. He's dating an influencer. Like, he seems actually kind of normal to me.
I mean, do you think Jalen Hurts is weird?
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not even a little bit. I think it's weird when you're considering running for vice president while you're the quarterback of the Jets. That's weird.
The Rodgers bar is a little high, though. I don't think you can make that the bar because he's one of the most unique characters we've ever had in the NFL.
Jim Harbaugh. I think Jim's kind of weird.
Well, that's kind of why I think Herbert is a little off because Harbaugh loves this guy so much. I think
game recognized when it comes to weirdness.
I mean, what did he call him yesterday? Do you call him a competitive maniac? Like, I know Herbert's quiet, but I think in some ways I respect him because of how he played last night playing through injury.
Oh, he's
and
so tough.
I think Harbaugh sees some of him in him, even though Herbert's quiet.
So here's Justin Herbert brushing off or kind of attempting to brush off Laura Rutledge from ESPN before finally giving the Monday Night Football interview.
Yeah, I'm trying to celebrate with my team.
No, I know, but can we just talk to you really fast? What was it like to watch the interception there that sealed this game for you guys to get this win?
Yeah, the defense played incredible. You know, they came up with so many big stops today, so so proud to be able to play for those guys. And the way they compete down in, down out is really fun to watch.
Yeah, he just didn't want any part of this.
Wait,
right?
Where was the PR guy?
I don't know, but he didn't want any part of it is kind of like the gist of what we're trying to play, which, by the way, is not a crime, but it's just a little, like, you kind of been doing this long enough, I guess, to understand you win the game, you're the quarterback and you win the game. Like, Tony Jefferson is not getting the interview with Laura Rutledge there. Like, just, it's okay to just go along with it.
Well, the structure's mess up there. It's got to be the PR person. You see it every single game. The PR person is hovering around the quarterback,
wrangles,
grabs him and gives I don't know why Laura had to ask for Justin Herbert directly. Not right.
It was weird because actually in the broadcast, Buck was like, yeah, Laura Rutledge is trying to wrangle Justin Herbert right now. Like, he even said that on air, which I thought was weird because I'm like, I usually don't hear that. Especially, this is not like a national championship game or
it's like a chaos. Super Bowl.
Yeah. So I was like, why is there challenges getting Justin Herbert? And then you saw the challenges live on air.
Somebody made a phone call today. That could not have gone over well in the pod. Like, there's a protocol here.
Yeah, this
there
is
always has been. I don't know why that was happening.
Yeah, and everyone does it. Again, this is Kaplan saying he didn't think he had to do the interview, question mark.
Like, yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, you're not getting out of this one. I got to celebrate with my team. It's like, guys have, this is not great, but guys have missed like team photos. Like, sometimes you just have to pay the piper, which is the broadcast partner. For 40 seconds, he gave no answers.
Isn't that a Harbaugh type thing, though? How many times have we seen Jim where he's like, you guys talk to my team. I don't want to answer questions.
Maybe.
So he's getting it from him, I think.
Possible. But it may be a poll question. Do you consider Justin Herbert weird? Because I'm going to say that's an absolute no for me. I consider him very normal. We don't know these
but
guys.
But you don't consider Jalen Hurts weird, so I don't know if your radar is on. Did you see him after the game? I was actually wondering, is Jalen Hurts even human? What is he talking about right now? I mean, watch him stare into a camera and tell me you know what's going on behind those eyes, then you're a smarter person than me because I don't know what Jalen Hurts is thinking at any given moment.
Well, that's fine. I guess my definition of weird is like doing things outside the norm. So I guess Justin Herbert trying to blow off the post game, it's just a little... Yeah, I guess that's a little weird or odd. Anything Jalen Hurts says to me is not like so against the norm. He's acting like an NFL quarterback. I don't know.
Well, I mean, we clearly don't know these people.
We don't
really know these people. You would have had no idea in 2015 that Aaron Rodgers was about to go on this path because we didn't know him.
Yeah.
There are a lot of reports that Jalen Hurts is a different cat. That's out there a lot. And even again, and watch him in the press conference. You know, what happened? Two turnovers in the same place. Like, well, we lost the game. I'd like to move on. He plays a CEO, and that's weird, too.
Honestly,
to me.
What's he supposed to say? That play was so insane. There's no answer. Yeah.
Like, all right.
You throw an interception, guy grabs it, fumbles the ball, then somehow it ends up back in your hands, and then you fumble.
Is that the most embarrassing play from the most accomplished athlete? Like, you think about, like, how accomplished he is compared to how embarrassing it is. Like, I can't think of, like, another Super Bowl caliber quarterback having such an egregious... I mean, I guess Russell Wilson throwing a pick, but that's... I didn't find that embarrassing. It just seemed like it was just a bad play.
The talent to embarrassment ratio you're talking about?
Talent and accomplishment. Again, Hurts is like a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He's been in the Super Bowl twice, but this is going to be on a blooper reel forever. I would never thought Hurts is going to be next to the butt fumble, like Perloff mentioned, but he might be now.
Man, now nothing going through the category, just of all the embarrassing possible plays. Because like maybe
is Michael Jordan getting crossed up by Allen Iverson? It's kind of embarrassing, but not terrible.
No, it doesn't live on because Michael Jordan...
Still Jordan.
Yeah.
I mean, they're bigger play. Tony Romo's fumbling that kick. But but that's not the same thing, right? That's not super embarrassing.
Or
that was a bad
Smith
play, though.
Not knowing the score. But J.R. Smith is known to be kind of a knucklehead.
Yeah, right. Not the same
surprising
kind of
that happened.
But he is a champion.
No question.
Still, J.R. Smith. He had to be high out of his mind for that.
Is it Kobe the air ball since rookie year? He was 18 years old, though.
I know. He went on to do so much more. All right, well, think about that. Is last night's weird play where Jalen Hurts has two turnovers in the same play, is that the most embarrassing play from the most accomplished athlete? We'll get to that next.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.